Shadows of the Past by James W. R. Corden Lloyd, a snippet from the prologue. Do you remember the last time we were here? Asi asked, her voice a mere whisper. The memories flooded back to Sean's mind, briefing sessions filled with bravado, laughter echoing through the halls, until the operation had spiraled into chaos. They had been younger, naive even, believing they could change the world without consequence. Every creak of this place brings it back, he replied, his tone grounded in a mix of nostalgia and regret. But that was then. We're not the same people anymore. As if the ghosts of our past could ever let us forget, she said, a faint smile creeping onto her lips, even as the tension hung around them like a heavy fog. They turned a corner, Sean leading the way with a seat close behind, a calculated distance maintained between them. This time, we need to be smarter, he murmured, recalling the lesson learned from their last encounter. Being reckless had cost them dearly. She nodded in agreement. We've got the intelligence. We need to plan the extraction carefully. We'll run through the scenarios until we find the best route. Sean halted. And if we don't make it in time? If the intel is compromised? Then we ensure no one else can use it against us, Asi replied fiercely. Burn it all down if we have to. A sense of foreboding lodged itself in Sean's throat. Remember, the enemy plays a dangerous game. They underestimate us because they think we're just shadows of our former selves. Shadows have the advantage of stealth, my friend, Asi countered, her lips pulled into a smirk that belied the rising stakes. Besides, it's not just about how they see us. It's about the choices we make now. He turned to her, recognizing the fire in her eyes, the determination that had been their shared lifeline in the darkest of times. Let's make those choices count. For us. Suddenly, a sound shattered the silence. Heavy footsteps echoed from down the safe house. Sean's heart raced anew, each thud a reminder of the danger closing in. They're close, he hissed, urgency flooding his voice. Asi drew her Glock 17, her hands steady. We may have to improvise. I've got your back. Always, he affirmed, his own fingers tightening around his trusted Browning 9mm. Their movements synchronized as they melted into the shadows, ready to face whatever threat lay ahead. At that moment, the classroom seemed a lifetime away. The lesson now was one taught in survival. With the real stakes laid bare, Sean knew that failure was no longer an option. With the flash drive secured and a new mission at hand, they stepped further into the lurking darkness, into a world where only the truly resolute could emerge unscathed. The complex layers of trust and deceit tightened around them, each heartbeat echoing the perilous path they were about to tread. In a world where every whisper could be a betrayal and every ally a suspect, they forged ahead, ready to confront the unseen enemy lurking in the shadows, a silent specter that threatened to dismantle everything they had built. The weight of uncertainty loomed large, but in that moment, united by purpose, they felt invincible, ready to face whatever came next in this relentless game of survival. The real lesson had indeed begun. Dot.